from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, quick segment here because we got to get the clock back fixed.
Is it
your fault? Is it? You wouldn't be able to. You weren't letting go of this pier.
You who wouldn't?
Hold on. I got to.
Just move on from that.
Yeah. Also, don't forget the one where he's just outraged about somebody peeing on something.
Oh, yeah.
He just screams it. Make sure we have that for the end of show montage today.
No, but yeah. I'm just saying.
This is good.
Why, like, everybody just shrugged it off like,
They didn't like, shrug it off. Could they sent the plane back home.
No.
True.
He was acting like a jackass.
Which is worse.
After he did it. That's why he got sent back.
You're not really on a flight unless you get peed on.
That's what I said. How many times am I going to say, why didn't he just apologize and own up to what he did?
Because I would imagine hopped up on
that
sleeping pills.
That he peed on wasn't just taken.
Well, you know what?
Sorry.
The person that was next to him should have peed on him too.
Oh, you just keep it going.
You guys are missing the idea that he's a 6'7" lineman.
I don't care. Pee on me, I pee on you back.
I would take the pounding to make my point.
Okay, you would. What if it was Gertrude next to him? What if it was just an old lady, like the ladies, the old people sitting next to me on the way home from Vegas? Like, you don't know that it's just somebody who's willing to scrap.
All right. One time Larry Bird peed on me. Yeah, one time I took a golden shower from Bobby Orr. It was the greatest honor of my life.
What's wrong with you, dude?
This end of the show montage is going to be great.
No, just saying. Like, there's certain things that happen in life. You know that you're not going to win, but you got to make the point. That's one of them.
You got to take a stand?
Yeah. Like, listen, my cutoff is getting peed on. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, come on.
That's fair.
On a plane that you're going to be sitting on for 12 hours.
Mm.
So that means, you know, that smell ain't getting better.
Well, they didn't. They turned they turned around. They did not fly to Ireland.
But this the only reason why they turned around is because
he peed on them.
No.
How
not,
far
no,
were they?
Because he was acting a fool.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it's if a guy had, like, there's been stories of, like, rapid diarrhea. Like, they've had to turn the planes on, too.
Right? Right. Like,
but, like, how far were they?
I don't know.
From Boston.
Not very far. They just took off.
He said the plane took off after 12:30 and the cops arrived at around 2 a.m.
So they turned right back around.
Yeah, it couldn't have been too far. By the way, only a 7-hour flight, maybe.
Oh, 7-hour flight?
Yeah,
they should have kept on. Pull through.
No.
Boston
no.
to Dublin.
Then I'm going to be arrested.
He should have held on.
I'm not, listen, first of all, I'm not going all the way across this water smelling like pee. I'm not.
Well, don't like international flights have...
A bathroom!
Shower?
Like a bathroom! You get your ass up and you go pop! able body.
This is Delta. I don't even think they had first class.
I gotta talk to you like I talk to kids.
No, I've never gone.
One time at O'Malley's Tavern, Brewski was sprinkling over everyone.
Oh, what is he?
What an honor! 3-time Super Bowl champion.
Hey, that don't no, 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 no.
They could have gone. To
I love the way you guys like
changed their clothes.
Should have kept going. No. Do you know how
I'm not like aunt. No, what I'm saying is no. The only thing I'm objecting to here is you're saying you got to beat on him, and I'm saying like, listen, not everybody is, you know, you're not a small man. Like, not everybody is going to take the risk of I've been peed on and now I'm also going to get my ass kicked just to make a point.
Just to make a point. I take
okay,
it.
Okay. So
I would take it. Okay. I don't care who
you
it
would.
Is.
What if it was Jimmy?
There's certain things you got to take. You listen. Let me tell you something. Are you familiar with this world? Many men have gotten their ass kicked protecting the honor of their woman, knowing they're going to get their ass kicked, but they have to do it, right?
Yeah.
You got to do it. Same thing.
What if you're alone? You don't have any woman to show up for. You're just like.
This is the same thing. You got to take us. There's some. Come on, dude. Please.
No. You'd do nothing if Calais Campbell peed on
you. No, I wouldn't. Listen, I'm like, now I got to kick your ass. Like, no.
By the way, it sounds like from the reports of practice, Calais Campbell took a pee on Liam Eichenberg.
Oh, did he? Oh, Eichenberg.
I'm just saying. There's certain things in life, certain situations, where you might not come out, you know, the winner, but you won.
Hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You got to take your stand. That's just like, guess what? How many people, listen, you have kids, you're going to defend your kids till the end of time. If something happened, you're going to defend your kids. But it might not work out for you. But you made your point.
You
got to make a point there.
Right now, Brad Stevens has the pee pass. He can urinate on my kids' homework.
What about if a Leroy, we've established that
we come from a long line of peers here in Boston.
You heard of Moises Alou?
He was moist, all right. On the hands.
Moist. What if it was a little like a little frail old woman who accidentally.
But you're missing the point here.
If he thought fast, you should have blamed it on her.
You're missing the point. The part of this that causes the fight.
Yeah.
Is not that happening. It's the dude who was the peer then acting a fool.
Court documents, this is from Dolphin Cam. I'm assuming this is real.
Oh.
He's saying Sherilis was unhappy with his seat assignment of 3D. As the plane was 36,000 feet above Nova Scotia, he approached a 78-year-old Maine woman in seat 4C, fully exposed his genitals, and began urinating on the elderly woman.
What?
For approximately 20 seconds.
Because he wanted 4C.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
But Leroy wants the old woman to wail on him.
What exactly?
Somebody else got to stand up and do something,
for
right?
For Granny?
Dude.
I thought it was Sleepy Pee.
Wait.
So, that's the way he made it.
I just want to be clear here.
Wait. Can I just say something?
Can I just ask a question?
No. Let me say something. In all the years that I have been inebriated or... We've all taken, what's that sleeping pill that you take and make you sleep, but you make you do crazy stuff?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Doesn't Hawk take it?
Yeah.
Lunessa or something?
No. Mm. I forget the name. Mm. Mm. So we've all had that situation. But no matter how messed up I've been in life.
Ambien.
Yeah, that's the one.
No matter how messed up I've been in life.
Mm.
I've never peed on myself.
I just want to be clear here, though.
I've never got up and said, you know what? I'm going to pee on somebody else because I'm just so messed up.
Okay, but can I just be clear
he
here?
He pleaded not guilty.
Not guilty? We got DNA on the old lady, dummy.
Harold, you hear? Is it a little wet in here? I cannot believe this.
Two sets of hands.
You think he said
it,
it's raining?
Can I just be clear about something?
Sure.
So you're on the plane, right?
Uh huh.
And what's his name? Godster?
Yes. Goster.
Goster is peeing on Gertrude.
Yeah.
You in a vigilante man of redemption. Are you standing up for her and be like, no!
As a human being.
But you don't know this woman.
I don't know him either.
78-year-old woman.
I don't know him either.
You will not stand for the peeing.
No. Dude. So So everybody just sat there and watched?
20 seconds to empty his full bladder is what they're saying.
Is this, so real? Is this for real? Like, I'm trying to find this report.
Yeah. I went to see. I think he got it from NBC or something.
Dude, he also weighs about 280 pounds.
I don't care.
6'6".
Jump him.
Little. Two handcuffs to restrain him.
Are you serious? It was an old lady?
That's what they say, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And he picked her out.
And no, I want to pee on her. Nobody in the whole plane did nothing. Think about that. That, like, come on. Nobody did. Nobody said, whoa, whoa, dude, come on. Nobody did nothing.
You want somebody to punch this guy right in the face.
I want them to stop him from doing that to an old lady.
So he literally picked her out and said, I want to pee on this woman.
No, he wanted that seat.
You know what?
That's the seat he wanted, so he decided to pee on her because it's her.
Like, am I the only one that thinks that not only is what he did is crazy, not only what he did is absolutely insane, right? But the fact that everybody just stood around and watched. I'm the only one that thinks that that's.
I want you to know, though, this man is already irate, already clearly hopped up on Mountain Dew. You go to defend little Gertrude's honor.
I told you, there's certain times in life where you may take a beat down.
On Gertrude's
But you got to make your point.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You really want to fight someone with his hog out?
With his 6'8" hog out?
If
he's not peeing on you. Not peeing on you.
or anyone of your loved ones.
Gertrude. Poor little Gertrude in 4D. Is getting urinated on right now. You're going to come up from 22C, because I know you like the back of the plane, and then you're going to go up there and say, hey, you shall not do this to Gertrude.
Even though it's too late.
And then he looks at you, pants around his ankles.
Like, damage is done. She's already soaked.
Wait, Sir Noble, he's on sleeping pills, not like he did it in purpose. Who cares the reasoning?
You got to throw some
if
cold
somebody,
water on
if
him.
If somebody gets up, if somebody gets up and just start peeing on you, and you go, oh, dude, no, that's not me. That's the sleep. Are you going to be okay with it? Hell no.
I once peed next to Matt Light in an alley. It was the greatest honor of my life.
What an honor. Such an
honor. Holy.
We need more backstory.
What more do you need?
I want more.
Fight somebody with their business out.
There be a documentary on this?
I'm not fighting somebody with their hog. I'm fighting on somebody, that's peeing on other people.
I once won in an auction, Kevin McHale's personal urinal from the TD Gardens.
Dude, what are we doing?
We call it the pee-pee garden.
Do you understand? Do you understand?
I don't think none of us understand.
You guys are just saying, oh, he's big, he can do what he wants.
No,
what I'm saying I understand
is,
why.
What
no
I'm
one
saying is, like, in a thing where there is like an old woman who's getting beat on. Am I knocking this guy's lights out? It when he's inebriated, peeing on people, acting crazy, and you're like, this is the time he must be taught a lesson when he won't know the lesson.
Yeah. It's not it.
All right.
There's too much front story.
If it's a family member, obviously you got to stand up.
What you got to do. But poor little Gertrude.
So y'all don't, you know, like,
strange old lady.
You don't believe that was if something's not.
How do you think she reacted?
How do you think?
Archie, he's peeing on me. What do I do?
She was in 4D.
I'm not hitting that big ass dude. Too big.
It'd be great if he hits him with a kick.
I think he might be on Ambien. I believe I'm alone. No! What the hell?
This is seconds going by. By second 13, they're like, he should almost be
done
soon, Gertrude.
You know what?
Hang in.
Wait, if she's sitting with her husband, after it's all said and done, she's going to take her ball and go, you did nothing. Right? She's going to kick his ass.
Probably.
And he's going to be like, why did you try to kick the man's ass who was peeing on you? No, what the hell?
He's almost done, right, sweetie. He has to be almost
done. Oh, wait.
My grandfather was once peed on by Red Auerbach.
Dude. No.
We're out here crying and laughing. This is a very serious
thing. It's a serious thing.
People's feelings are involved.
Everybody in this room.
Poor old woman.
And everybody here.
Peed on, okay?
Everybody here is going, I wouldn't have did nothing.
No, I just don't know what you do in that situation.
Yes! Some
people just react. They're just like, they stay frozen in time.
For 20 seconds?
Of course, if it's me, hands are going immediately. If it's a family member, of course. Kids, yes. Stranger old lady.
Gertrude, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at her like...
Sorry, this is Toby. Gert, look, I feel bad for you.
I am so sorry, man.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Did you see how big he was?
If we were on a Vegas flight and Calais Campbell was taking a whiz on an old lady and you and I were sitting there, we got to get to the fights, and be like, Leroy, peeing right on that old lady, check it out.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He would give me the heads up. She would give me the heads up.
Leroy's gonna stand up. He's like, we gotta do something.
Show her.
No, Leroy.
Because you know what Jackass would do? I got you. And then I would go in there and get my ass kicked. And he'd be like,
all of a sudden, a book bag is thrown.
Take it back after this.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Fix your camera, Leroy. You nailed it.
I nailed it.
Don't be afraid to, like, go 4 songs, Marcos. I feel like you've played this already twice this week.
No, you didn't.
I think you did. I'm pretty sure you played it.
It's Tuesday, so it'll be interesting, but okay.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I didn't hear anything.
All right. You also pretty sure you saw me on the cell phone earlier and asked, well.
Pretty sure you played this song already this week.
All right.
No, mix it up. I want to hear new humming from Leroy.
Yeah. Afraid. Okay. More humming. Although you didn't like his humming of Shakira in the first
hour. That was bad.
That wasn't good.
That was bad. Can you give us a weather update, Leroy, from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954. More.
That's a nice in and out
like
shirt.
South Beach.
There's a window that's open right next to it.
It's got to be that window, though. That's the Weatherplex, actually.
Yep. It is. Look out there. Look out over the water.
Ominous. Oh, no.
It's ominous. Wow. I can hear the thunder and the lightning. Mm. Everything is coming out of the west, so it's going to be the wind's coming out of the west, so it's going to hold it there for as long as possible. But just expect this stuff to start coming across South Florida, bringing the heat, bringing the rain. It looks bad.
Mm. Wait, where is it going? Rain. Is it going
now? It has been
west?
Cooler, yeah. Even though we have that heat advisory. It's probably only 90, low 90s, maybe in the upper 80s, and the winds are coming out of the west at about 5 to 10 miles an hour.
All right, how do you do, Frog Boy?
It is currently 91 degrees. You got scattered thunderstorm, mixed clouds, and sun. Winds, though, they have them coming out of the west-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain.
How many miles an hour is that wind blowing?
Between 10 to 20.
I mean, look out there. That's not accurate.
That's not true, yeah.
That's not true.
No. Well, leaves are barely moving.
Yeah.
Have you been fighting your headphones this whole day?
No, why?
They're so loose.
I like them like that. I don't want them tight. Why do I want them tight on my head?
Because they keep falling.
Because here's what I do. I do this because it has to do with the noise. Like my headphones either go low or super loud, so I'll take an ear off because I don't like the loud.
Mm. Like a singer.
I thought you wanted just more snare.
You mean like like a DJ maybe?
See? Now you guys know why we get along the way we do.
Let's get to the mix bag, huh?
Let's do it.
It's brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us? Lucha Froggy?
Lucha Rana.
Lucha Rana. Joe Burro.
We talked in depth about Tua and his relationship with Brian Flores.
Yep.
Austin
they didn't like
Jackson,
each other.
Another player who had to deal with grumpy old Flo. He got wind of Tua's comments. They asked him about it. This is what the Dolphins offensive lineman had to say in regards to Tua's comments.
Tua mentioned that it's taken 2 years to overcome some of the self-doubt that was sown in previously in his career. I'm curious, with you being in the same class as him, what has the bond been like for you guys? Because he mentioned that's something that happened with several players, that they've overcome self-doubt since they've been drafted. So what kind of bond do you and Tua have in that regard?
Well, yeah, you know, just going through, you know, what we went through, you know, it forces your confidence to grow. And that's actually a really great thing at the end of the day. I'm grateful to have coaches.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That stand beside us and, you know, encourage us to be confident and execute while also keeping it real with us.
That's nice. I'm happy that they're happy. It sucks that they had a bad experience as a rookie, and now don't lose the season.
Yeah. Honestly, they've gotten everything. Now, don't lose.
Don't lose.
I'm glad everybody's feelings are clear and everybody got paid. I am sorry that Brian Flores was a meanie pants. Now, don't lose. And by the way, nobody seems to worry that Mike McDaniel's bullying his quarterbacks.
Aha!
Bullying them, dude!
I heard he was kicking their shins.
Here's what I can't figure out.
What?
How you could take anything that man says, right, and believe it. Like, you have to, and I think even more so, if you hear him or you see him say it, you have to know he's
kidding. Do you think Mike McDaniel's the most negative thing he said? He goes, I just don't think you're reaching your potential.
Yes. Yes. No, I think that's how he is. See, here's the cool thing. There are coaches that, behind closed doors, they can talk to players a certain way because they've earned that trust with them, right? But in front, because think about this. as long as you've watched Bill Belichick,
mm-hmm.
He's never called out a player, right? Players appreciate that. Now, behind closed doors.
Not verbally. But he says a couple actions, and I'm like, Malcolm Butler, Super Bowl? We know what you did, Bill.
Very strange.
So yeah, strange. That is crazy. But yeah, so, like, players know, though. Players can read all that stuff, you know what I mean? They can see that, hey, this guy's real. And so Mike McDaniel can come at a player a different way than maybe Brian Flores could. Because where that's coming from, even though it's the same words, comes from a different place. And I think that's what the guys appreciate with Mike McDaniel. So, you know, he might be hard on them, right, during practice or in meetings.
Schmeling goes to a out hood feelings.
It's pretty good. Funny. It's funny.
I mean, Smeathan, like, dude, nobody gets a break, Witcher. Right?
Nobody gets a break. What else you got, Marcos?
We were talking about Mike McDaniel.
Ah.
He was on with Joe Rose, as you mentioned.
Four questions for 35 minutes.
Means words.
Yeah, so if you can clear out the rest of your lunch hour, this is Mike McDaniel on Tobin's position to watch thus far, the tight end room.
Love when they're defined by good players. So if the turn the page on his addition is that collectively as a coaching staff, we're smarter. I think it's a win for everybody. But, you know, I think Jonnu, it was, I was very excited. You know, that was a great high five moment of news when Chris let me know that we were close with agreeing to him. And when he came on his visit, you know, there was just a very like-minded intentionality for this season where, you know, he has, like many veterans, you have things that you know you're capable of doing. He saw, you know, our existing offense and thought correctly that he could help. And, you know, that the whole position, really, the tight end room is one of our strengths, I think, on our team. And that's because of the not just Jonnu's addition, but, you know, just the development of everyone is at their core. You know, Durham Smythe has really expanded our playbook by the things that he's able to do and how fast he can play as a football player. You know, and then Julian Hill, his development has been paramount. You know, and then there's, you know, Rucci and really the whole class. Tanner Connor had a good camp before he got hurt. And we should see some incredible good stuff out of Jody Forson here soon. So there's a lot of competition, and that's one thing as a coach that I've learned. Sometimes the best coaching is competition.
Yes, that was Mike McDaniel there on the tight end room.
Wait, excellent. Halfway through this, I look at the messages, and Sir Noble goes, land the plane, Mike. And I'm like, nope, he's doing the fly around. He's like, nope, he's not landing the plane.
He turned the plane around.
He's skywriting with the plane. Dude,
can I just tell you? You think if we record this and play it for ambient music to go to sleep, we could fall asleep quicker?
You should have probably given it to Goster.
Oh, we saw the interview? Like the woman's interview?
Oh, yeah, I saw it in the chat.
Yeah.
Apparently he tried to go sit somewhere else after.
Yes. Right. So after. It was like, yeah, he was like, yeah.
He was unruly.
And nobody did nothing. No. Cowards.
God, he's going to sit on me. He's going to sit on me. He's going to sit on me. He's going to sit. He's coming right this way.
Thankfully, Gertrude had a change of clothes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Because I can't imagine, like, I will tell you something. My mother-in-law, she goes on cruises for like a long period of time, and her travel bag for a week of flying, traveling, eating, going to Europe and all this on a boat is the same size as your bag. I'm like, what?
Efficient. I like it.
No.
Oh.
My wife packs like that.
The last couple places I've gone to, I've done that.
But it's a couple of days, right? It's not.
Like
or
five?
It's to a beach.
About 5 days.
Beach? Like?
No, when I went to Tennessee. With all my jackets and everything, it all fit in my carry-on.
Yeah, but you, when you guys sitting in a hot tub? Don't recall.
Hard to say?
Yeah, hard to say. Hard to say. Drink. And guess what? A lot of that winter clothes, you probably didn't need once you started hitting the hooch. Because you were all toasty and warm inside. Can I just say, let's review. Dude was agitated and irritated when he got onto the plane.
Okay.
So much so, the seat he wanted to go to sit in, he decided that he was going to show old Gert a lesson, and he peed on her.
He didn't do it to teach her a lesson. He was, like, blitzed out of his mind.
So then after that, then he went and sat on top of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that plane had to turn around.
Yeah. Duh. And you think that somebody should just pick up there and rumble three sizes out of their weight class?
Yeah.
And teach them a lesson, which won't be taught, by the way.
Listen, again, there's certain things in life you got to take a stand.
Leroy.
What?
There's no such thing as teaching a lesson when you don't teach the lesson. Like, if you fail teaching the lesson, you're just part of the destruction. So if the story goes, and then former NFL running back Leroy Horde got up and swung, and boop, old P-Pants knocked him out too. And you're sitting here being like, nobody won the fight against the giant? It's a giant! Who's peeing everywhere?
It's a giant.
We have audio from Gertrude.
It's a giant. All right, so everybody on that plane, all 230-240 people, just sat there and watched.
No, there's actually more audio. A man from the back in row 22, I think seat B, stood up once he heard about the commotion that was going on. He immediately sat down.
You got audio of this?
Yeah, I do. This is him right here noticing why he was no longer going to fight this man.
He's black?
Oh, yeah.
What? Dude, my dude, that sounds like some intangible stuff.
You've short-circuited this past 3 hours.
I just can't believe.
You can't wrap your head around a lot of details on this.
All the things that happened on that plane and everybody just sat in their seat.
You haven't been able to wrap your head around that he wasn't intangibles. You haven't been able to wrap your head that nobody kicked his ass.
They make a good point, though. Do you want to be on the no-fly list after that?
After fighting someone? After
so you think I'm going to be on the no-fly list?
Yeah.
If you cause a ruckus.
Mm. What?
Yeah, you're a disruption.
You know what? This is typical of this country.
Oh.
I defend somebody who's getting peed on, and I'm on the no-fly zone.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Instead, you should offer advice from the back of the plane like this.
Pee on me, I pee on you back.
Give us one more, Marcos.
Tom Brady.
Oh,
man. Tom Brady's upset about rookie QBs.
Football.
Damn playing time. Why are these rookie QBs playing football, Tom?
Used to be college programs. Now they're college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like at Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason in training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Get off my lawn. Whoa, Jesus, shut up. Are you going to broadcast and enjoy the game, or are you going to tell me how much you don't enjoy the game? Enough of him already.
He's not wrong.
Sick of that guy. Of course you'd side with him.
No, because here's the deal.
Because he talked about your program.
No. Because here's the deal. And like, I get it, but there's a bunch of levels to this. One level is, as a business, you're looking at a situation where you better find out quick or you're going to have to give him $40 million. Okay? So that's one of the reasons why you want to see how they play sooner. The other thing is, you also have to be honest. If the guy's not ready to play, then don't throw him in there because you're not getting the benefits or getting the most out of your investment. So there's a bunch of guys that might have been better off sitting. Like, you know, I get it. But look at how Green Bay's done it. They've had a starting quarterback for over, 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
30-plus years, and they've done it the same way each time. So there's something to be said about that. There's other quarterbacks you see that come in, and they just look like they can play right away. But you can't put everybody into the same, you know, the same idea. Everybody's not like that. So you got to be able to figure it out. If a guy's not ready, you can't play him. You got to develop him. But now we're not there. You just play him. If it don't work out, we go get another one. So there's some truth to what he's saying.
If he had so much awareness, how come he didn't realize after Giselle was taking 3 jiu-jitsu classes a day that she was still a blue belt?
Jeez. Wow. Dude.
Be more aware.
Now, wait. So, let me get this straight. You have a problem with me having a problem with people getting peed on, but then you're going to talk about jiu-jitsu and Giselle.
I mean, he's sitting here. He's taking a dump on everybody. Where was his awareness? You don't like football? Don't broadcast football then. Old man.
When did he say he didn't like football?
Oh, that's what he's saying. But that's what he's saying.
Jay said coaches don't get the time anymore to let guys sit. Exactly. The way the whole thing is set up, right, is kind of unfair to a lot of people if it doesn't work. We don't have the patience with a coach to develop the quarterback. We don't have the patience with the player to develop. And so if it doesn't work right away, we already call him a bum. Like, do we know how good Zach Wilson or Mac Jones could actually be? They were thrust into starting roles so quick, maybe they needed time to develop. I don't know.
Maybe they're just bums.
Maybe. But then is it their fault that you drafted them too high? I mean, Zach Wilson, number 2 in the draft?
Bad choice.
Right. But it's the Jets.
It is the Jets.
Okay, so there you have it. When was the last time they had a decent quarterback? Brett Favre? And now Aaron Rodgers? Chad Pennington?
Brett Favre was not really that great for him.
Right.
Mark Sanchez had a run.
Yeah. Till he bounced his head off an ass. Like, that guy, no matter what he does from here on the rest of his life, 2 words are going to define him. Butt fumble. Think about that.
Yeah, he almost was relieved with the butt punt, but we ended up winning.
Wait. So a quarterback got let off the hook because another quarterback ran out the back of the end zone.
No, because you can't name anybody else but Orlovsky, so it wasn't let off the hook.
Who was that's
the
because he's on TV. Somebody did it. Was it?
Who? If he was.
Wait.
If it was.
Was the quarterback from San Francisco?
I don't know.
Not Purdy, but when Purdy was out.
I don't know. Garoppolo?
I don't know.
Exactly. So they're not off the hook.
Right. Mm. Remember the Dolphins butt punt? Yeah, but the butt punt is not as significant as.
Because they won.
The butt fumble.
Could have been up there.
The butt fumble and Orlovsky.
Trent Sherfield? Was that the butt punt?
Yes.
Yeah.
The running out the end zone, I mean, we associated with him because he's on TV, but they weren't any good.
Everybody knows, but even before TV, that Orlovsky was the end zone guy.
Yep.
Orlovsky's.
In fact, you wouldn't listen to him on TV because you're like, hey, that's run out of the end zone guy.
Birthday 2 days ago.
And he was the first one that said vindicated.
Yeah, that's what he hopes, but no, it's still him.
Yeah.
Well, just like, what do you think? Mark Sanchez, butt fumble. That's worse than that. Because nobody ever going to do that again.
Hey, if you happen to be a jiu-jitsu instructor who maybe is with the ex of the greatest quarterback to ever do it, maybe you want to use some Blue Chew, huh? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can do it and jiu-jitsu do it. And it's mint flavored now, too.
What?
Yeah, you can stay fresh, you know? Ah. Minty. It wasn't like refreshing, because maybe the kissing gets on there, Marcos, you know?
That's
right. It's got to start somewhere.
No, he does.
You know? That's what they call first base. Can't hit a home run before a single. If you're going for the cycle, you know?
What?
Anyway, I got a special deal here for my listeners. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you try the promo code and use the promo code SHOWPONY. You put SHOWPONY in at checkout, and you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. You go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY, that's all one word, and you receive your first month of Blue Chew absolutely free. Just pay $5 for shipping, and you guys get it. No doctor's visits, no pharmacy, no awkward conversations. It just gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package.
which is also what was happening with the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Show pony.
That's... What is this, the roast? What's
going on here? BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. Why are you looking at me like that?
Jesus, dude.
Please finish your read.
That's BlueChew.com. BlueChew. Blue belt. BlueChew.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.